Okay, so hey guys, welcome to wait, what are we at? Where are we? I don't know. Oh man.
This could be. My hat says nuts on it, okay?
Nuts. My hat says nothing. I don't know.
I don't know. So what's been going on, Joe?
Oh my God. Okay.
And I swear to God, you attract the worst people ever.
Let me just say, it's still going on right now. Right now. Okay, so, all right, listen to this.
To get into conflict with people, like, there's a word for it where there's people that aren't okay and aren't restful unless they're in conflict.
Turn your mic volume down. You're peaking really badly.
Okay. Like, are you actively trying to find these people? Because
No, let me tell you. All right, let me tell you the scenario here. This is great. All right, first of all, this is I don't want to knock anybody. I don't want to put anyone down. All right, but I joined a Facebook group. It's called Guitar Player or Guitar Lessons for Beginners, right? Something like that.
Okay.
I joined this group a while back, and I just post my video lessons that I make. Right, whenever I make them, I say, yeah, let me share them with people. Why not, right? And make them. They're there for people, you know. I use it as a way for people to get, to attract attention. I get some new, students that way. It helps, you know. Every little bit helps, right?
So I've been told.
It does help. I mean, it's not you have to be more active if you're going to post stuff online, right, and then get people to interact with your videos. You have to really get – I don't know, what's the word for it? But you have to be on top of people, right, in order to get them. Because people will just watch your video and then go to another one. They're not interested in, like, some people will be. Like, I've had people reach out to me watching a video and go, dude, can you give me some lessons on that video? That was really good.
Okay.
Or what was that? What did you do in that video? Like, what the heck was that thing that you were using, right? So I do have a very specific technique that I use in teaching. Anyway, the point is that some people in the group decided, some of like the moderators and admin decided to make me a moderator of the group. I said,
that was a mistake.
Not a mistake. Well, all right, your opinion, right? but it wasn't a mistake. Basically, as a moderator, because this group has like 100,000 people in it, there's spam in this group all the time. So I used to report spam. They just said, let's make him a moderator. Now you can delete the spam. I said, all right, fine. I could do that. That's fine. I don't mind doing that. I see spam, I delete it, right? It comes up. And then you just approve members or disapprove them. So basically, the only rules are if someone doesn't answer the questions, don't approve them to be a member of the group. Fine.
Like you're running out secrets right now, Joe. It might be that way for a lot of groups. Yeah.
The name of the group is...
This is like that time you gave out your Netflix password on the podcast.
I took that off, by the way. My books are falling.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You're like, hey, this is my Netflix username and password on the podcast.
See, everybody? Free Netflix now on me.
Which actually, if you sign up for T-Mobile, you get free Netflix, which is really weird. But
damn,
we don't work for them and we don't get paid for them, so cut the check, man. Get us some wampum.
T-Mobile, you owe us for that one.
Yeah. Anyway, you now get into fights with people online on purpose.
No. So. No. You're just making an assumption. That's not what happened here. This is not what's happening.
Dude, I'm just going by your history. There has not been a week, I'd say, since probably the last 2 years, that you've not gotten into either some kind of trouble or some kind of fight on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I'm the wrong skin color. That's one thing.
Well, listen, even I got in trouble on Facebook the other day. I said something like, let's go get all the gypsies. And they're like, that's...
Boom.
Yeah.
Can't say that. Someone said brave. And I said, little Indian boys, right? And I got banned I think that was a 24-hour ban. I'm like, seriously, they banned me for 24 hours for saying literally one of the definitions of brave is little Indian boy. That's one of the definitions. I'm like, Facebook, that's really bad.
Did you really say that, or did you say that to yourself, hoping they could hear you because the computer is always listening?
Well, they can hear us, right? Facebook, they're run by the CIA, by the way. Conspiracy theories on.
I feel like you're getting trying to get the podcast shut down.
No, my God, you should see my friend's podcast. He has like the most offensive podcast probably in the world currently.
I don't think I'll ever see your friend's podcast, because every time we've asked,
they have not taken him down on YouTube. They have not taken. You can go watch his podcast on YouTube right now. They have not taken it down. And he doesn't have a huge following either. So,
well, but he was supposed to be our guest and never showed up.
Yes, which he profusely apologized for. He profusely apologized. I have to use those exact words.
Oh, okay, then I'll look for my apology in the mail. I obviously haven't gotten it yet.
Well, you know what? When he comes on, you can get an apology from him, and then I don't know. You know, he's an interesting character. Anyway, let's get back to what's happening in this group. So, you know, they add new moderators because there's a lot of spam. The group grows, it gets bigger, more people get added, more people start putting in spam. So we basically just delete the people who, we delete the spam, and then we get rid of the person who does it. That's how it had been going, until the admin, the guy who created the group, said, don't delete people, don't block people, just delete the spam. All right, fine. I'm just going to follow whatever he says to do. No big deal, right?
Yeah, because he's the boss.
Yeah, it's his thing. I don't sweat it. Whatever. They made me a moderator. They want me to come in, help out. All right, cool. I'll help out.
It's almost like you found the dad you've been searching for your entire life. I know.
Okay.
What is his name?
I like this. This is cool.
So, moderator 1234.
So they added this a woman to be a moderator, right, in the group. Just recently. This is about a month ago.
I hope you're not about to say something about women, because then we're going to lose our entire audience.
No. No, it's not. She just happens to be a woman. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's female. It has everything to do with her attitude and the way she... So at first, she just asked a lot of questions. Fine. All right, I get that you want to know your thing. You want to know what you're supposed to be doing. You want to know your job, right? That's fine. I didn't have a problem with that. I did have a problem, however, 2 weeks into her being a moderator, she's still sending out. I mean, this is all day long. It's not like, you know, you get a message here and there. I mean, we're sent, like right now, there's messages from her. And I'm going to tell you right now, spoiler alert, she already left the group. She's sending messages right now. Like, it's still going on. It's not just to me, but it's to everybody. But she's not, and it's not just me that she's arguing with. It's the guy who created the page. She's arguing with him and being rude to him.
Right? And you take this stuff so personally. It's like, you're on the internet, dude. Like, she's not talking to you. It's okay.
She is.
It's her job. She's a Karen.
Well, look, she's talking to a bunch of people, right?
Okay.
But she's all right. So look, so this is what happened. So finally she said, she wants to do more with the page. She wants to do more things with this group. She can make this group grow bigger, but she needs to be an admin in order to do that. Well, this entire time, this page has been around for like 10 years, right? And there's only been one admin, which is the guy who created the page. The guy who created the page has been a guitar teacher for 30 years, right? So a little bit longer than me, right? He's been teaching guitar longer than I've been teaching guitar. And you know I've been teaching guitar for quite some time.
Right. And then one of these days you'll get good at it.
Although I'm actually rated the number one guitar teacher in the tri-state area.
I don't know why, but in my head, I thought you were about to say I was voted number one guitar teacher in my house by my wife. Like, I didn't know what you were about to say. Thanks, honey. Like, I'm number one.
I'm the second best guitar teacher in the house. Second best. No, I'm rated number one in the tri-state area. Basically, what happens is, like, when School of Rock, all the failures from School of Rock come to me and learn guitar. That's what happens. All right. So I take in all the people that School of Rock can't actually teach. And the reason is that they do a group setting. They just take the people who can play or pick up quickly and they run with those people. Everyone who can't play just kind of gets shuffled behind. Right. They're not really focused on that. They're focused on making themselves look good. Right.
That's how I learned. That's how I got as good as I am, because you handed me a bass and said, do this. So my options were, I either do it or I don't play. I mean, you started off teaching in the exact same format that you're describing right now.
Well, yeah, but we're talking, that's over 20 years ago. That was 20 something years ago. And in those 20 something years, I've learned a lot about teaching.
Okay.
One thing is that when I do formal lessons, I look at this new student, this new person, as this person is going to be a professional musician one day.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on it. That might not be their take. My take is that even if they don't become a professional musician, I can get them to the point where they could have that option. I want to be able to, I have a 3-year-old that I teach guitar to. All right. The kid's hilarious. He says random stuff to me. He goes, my dad's got a motorcycle. Vroom, vroom. It's very cute. Right. But I look at him. He's 3. We don't know what he's going to do with his life. But I look at him and go, I'm going to give him that option, that he has the option to become a musician one day, like a full-fledged professional musician with, you know, money in the bank, a nice home, you know, where he could provide for a family through playing music. I'm giving him that option. He can take it or leave it. He can do whatever he wants with it, but I'm going to give him that ability. And that's how I take every student that way. That's my viewpoint on my students. Now, back then it was you jam or don't, right? So it's a big change. But School of Rock, that's what they do. They shuffle behind the people who don't pick it up quick enough, right? And everyone has, people have different aptitudes. So some people have an aptitude to get it and some people don't.
It was the same way in baseball. Growing up, you ride the pine pony if you couldn't, you know, shit or get off the pot. Like,
right.
If you can't hit the ball, then you watch other people hit the ball.
Well, I told my brother how to play baseball.
It's sometimes too sensitive of a culture. Like, I understand you got to support everybody and be on board, but where's the motivation to get better and where's the motivation to be your best self instead of being spoon-fed everything? I mean, and I mean this with no offense, but your guitar books are color coded to spoon feed the students.
That book is made for little children. So
that
book is specifically designed for a certain type of program.
Right.
The program is flawless though. The program itself works 100% of the time.
I'm not saying that your way doesn't work, but your previous way had better results. It's quick.
Actually, you can't say that because you don't know what the results are from then. I had results then. I have better results today. I have multiple students who are now actual recording artists.
Okay.
Anyway, that's besides the point. I don't want to get into this whole thing about my business and stuff like that. I want to talk about this thing, which is, it's still going on. Like, while we were talking just now, even more came in. It's just ridiculous. All right. So let me tell you. So this woman started demanding, like, becoming an admin. She made one of her friends a moderator. I think it was her friend, but they're very, like, clicky, these two, right?
Okay.
And the whole time they're putting all these, and they're just talking nonstop. I mean, I don't think either one of them work. Okay. They look like older women. I guess they probably work from home or they don't work at all. Maybe they have a husband that's paying the bills, or maybe they are on unemployment right now because of COVID. I don't know, but it's all day long. They're just texting away in this moderator group chat, right?
They could have nothing else to do though, Joe.
Well, what happened was they started making these ideas like, let's get rid of all the YouTube videos that people put up in here. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of these things. Let's start putting in all these alerts. Now, the alerts I didn't have a problem with. I thought that was a good idea. And it did actually help us find spam a lot faster. So the thing was good. But that wasn't their idea. That was one of the other guys that was a moderator. That was his idea. And it worked really well. Wow. They're still doing this. It's like, bink. Coming up over and over again. anyway.
Okay, so you keep going through that, and let me tell you real quick. I just have to tell you about a stupid criminal real quick.
Yes.
Because I always keep on searching for this stuff, and this one is just taking the cake, and it has to be told. A boy named Justin was had to plead guilty to weapons charges after police in a town in Florida pulled him over and discovered that he had a 25 caliber Titan piston in his keister. He didn't want to get in trouble, so he ended up keistering it like Will Ferrell in that movie Get Hard. You ever see that movie?
No, Get Hard. No, I never saw that.
Will Ferrell puts an entire revolver in his ass. Yeah. So the best part about this article, and this is from the New York Post, which makes it even better. He said multiple other firearms were discovered in his truck at the scene after the initial one was located. The pistol is more than 4 inches long with a 2.5-inch barrel.
He's like,
like, you know that he had to have, he had to have gone barrel first and then had a handy in between the cheeks, because it wouldn't be comfortable to like sit on it and taint that thing. It would have to go up.
That's crazy. I hope he had the safety on.
Well,
what kind of gun was this?
A Titan revolver, or no? Let me see. It was a 25 caliber Titan pistol.
Titan pistol. Okay, we're gonna. This is lube. I typed it. Titan pistol lube came right up. I'm like, okay, that's funny.
But I mean. He was
okay. So let's see. This
he was wearing his seatbelt. Right.
Fair enough. It has a safety on it. It's, I don't know how you cram that thing up in there. That thing's like a box.
Joe, he was wearing a seatbelt.
He was wearing a seatbelt. Oh my god!
So he took the gun and got it in there and up there without being able to lift his body off the seat or move away from the seat because he was wearing a seatbelt.
Okay, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show everybody what this thing actually looks like.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's see it.
This is the Titan pistol. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm impressed. I mean, I'm also kind of... There is a safety on it, though, so he probably had the safety on.
Okay. And what, did he just do the tip? Because it looks like that trigger is a little long, or... I mean, how far...
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, my God. Unless that guy's like into some weird stuff, you know, that I don't.
I mean, know. I know lady bits stretch. I didn't know buttholes stretch. I mean, has your butthole ever stretched, Joe?
Never tried.
Oh, so you just let them do whatever they got to do. It makes sense. I got it. You've never had to stretch it. They've always been gentle.
I let you do plenty in there, so.
They've always been gentle. You've never had to stretch it.
I know.
Okay, so. Now, on the topic of what you've been talking about, I have recently reconnected with a friend of ours from back in the day, back in like the Sunken City days.
Ooh, wow.
And now I'm thinking, this woman is so friggin' dedicated to trolling your group. There's so much other things that you could be doing with your life. Like this person I reconnected with, they are... stupid sick. Like, this is like their sixth or seventh time having cancer. Like, they're just like get the shit end of the stick all the time.
Damn.
But I think about like the mortality of it. Like, this woman is wasting her life arguing with you on a group that she probably can't even play guitar.
I don't think so. She's never posted a video of her playing. She's never posted any. I don't know what she's posted on there. I've never seen her play guitar. Nothing like that. I don't think she knows how to play very well.
But there's good people out there. Like I know multiple people that are really sick. Like people our age that have already had a stroke. They've had a stroke in their 30s.
No, that's not good.
But seventh time having cancer, and this person would probably give anything just to be able to wake up in the morning and go to work like normal. And then you got
the are you gonna tell me the person on air or off air?
Off air. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm gonna leave their privacy intact. That's not
that's fine. That's why I asked.
It's their business out there. But it's like they would give anything just to go to a normal 9-to-5 and have the potential of 10 to 20 years ahead of them, instead of the fact that they're going to doctors and saying, there's nothing that we can do. Like, essentially, this person is dying. The doctors say there's nothing they can do. They're just getting their ass kicked by cancer, and they're barely in their mid-30s. But this woman is just arguing with you about stupid shit.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So she demanded to become an admin for the page. The admin can do everything. The admin's like God of the group, right? Or the page, or whatever. So she has to be an admin. Now, remember, she's been a moderator for about 2 weeks at this point. I've been a moderator in this group for, I don't know, over a year, maybe 2 years at this point. And I've never even thought about becoming the admin. I didn't. I had no desire to do that. I just wanted to keep this group clean from spammers, make sure that people are getting what they want out of the group, learning guitar. You know, it's for beginners. It's beginner guitar stuff. Right. So that's what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. I post my stuff in there. I answer questions when I see people put up questions, you know. So now she's demanding to become an admin. And I know the guy who runs this thing, he's not from the US. He's from somewhere else, right? I know where, but I'm not gonna say privacy. But anyway, he didn't know this woman. And then this other woman became a moderator too, and like they're this little clique, right? So they both said, yeah, make us admin. And then another guy jumped in. He wanted to become an admin as well. He goes, yeah, make me an admin because I know how to do more stuff. And I think the guy wasn't really a problem. I think his only thing was that he wanted to get rid of all the YouTube videos that people were putting in the thing. And he had a valid point, which was that people just kind of drop YouTube videos and then leave. They don't interact with the group at all. So, all right, that's fair. I get that. But I said, one thing, you should tell them that, right? We should single out the people who are doing that and not just tell everyone don't put YouTube videos in. Because some people, that's the only way they do their videos is through YouTube and then share them on that way. Some people don't do it through Facebook because it can get chaotic. You're trying to find videos on YouTube or on Facebook. It's a pain in the ass. But if you do it on YouTube, it comes up as a grid. It's very easy to find the right one. Anyway, I think everyone knows how to use YouTube and Facebook at this point. So anyway, so the guy decides to make he adds a new person into the group and makes them the admin. And I can tell that this is a guy that this guy's known for a long time, right? This is like a close friend of his, like a real friend. And he goes, okay, well, introducing your new admin, guys. Tell him what you want and he'll do it for you. Well, they did not like that. They kind of blew up about that, you know, like, you know, they were trying to tell him what to do. And he's like, I don't understand some of this stuff that you're asking me to do. And they said, well, just make us an admin and we'll just do it. And he's like, that's not what this guy wants. He just, you said you wanted an admin. He doesn't know any of this technology at all. I think the guy's an older guy who runs the group. So he put a younger guy in charge who would know better. And then the original guy comes back. He goes, you wanted an admin. I don't know you people, right? So I made this guy an admin and he's going to help you. Just tell him what you want him to do and he's going to help you, you know, do that. And they got really, you know, what do you call it? They got, there he goes. Yeah.
So they got really butthurt about it.
Yeah, they got butthurt about it. And then, you know, they were making remarks about how they need to do these things and they're professionals and they've been doing this stuff for a long time. They understand better and blah, blah, blah. And then the guy comes on, he goes, the guy who created the group, he goes, please explain this to me. They've lost from the moment they started doing all that stuff and trying to change things around with the group, about 2,000 people left the group. And that's pretty big dip. If you look on the stat, it's like a crash stat now. So he's like, guys, what is going on here? And I said, well, we should probably do an investigation, look back what changed right before this crash happened and find out. So he deleted all three of those people, the three people that wanted to become admin. He just deleted them from the group and took them off as moderators. Right. But they were still in the chat. So they started getting real nasty about it. And they're like, how dare he? Blah, 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 blah. The one guy who wanted to ban all the YouTube videos says, can he at least add me back to the group so I can share my YouTube videos in the group? And, ironic. But whatever. All right, fine. That was ironic. It was kind of funny, though, because I'm like, okay, the guy who wanted to ban YouTube videos wants to go back into the group to share his YouTube videos. But the other begged and pleaded to get back in the group and become moderators again. So they did. And then we started a whole new chat thing, which they're still doing it. They're this whole time, it's just bink, a bink, a bink, a bink. I'm like, ladies, go do something else.
Okay. Well, and I mean, I guess that comes with my comment from before. Are you making the most use out of the time you got by even arguing with these people?
I'm not really arguing with them. See, that's the thing. I'm not really on. It's just,
no, I mean, in general, not just the people on this one group.
Here's the thing. You're missing the thing. You're missing the point. I'm just getting these alerts all day long on my phone. Yeah. It's annoying. Right. And I just see, like, it's just like them being like real, you know, catty and man, I'm like, please just stop.
He doesn't like them either.
No.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Ever since I started communicating with this person again, it just makes me feel like, not that I'm wasting time, but are we making the best out of everything that we need to? Are we making our best choices in life? Because part of me is like, I would just love to go and hang out with this person and just, like, you know, just go and get a taco or just hang out for a little bit. Like, it's been 20 years since I've, like, legitimately hung out with this person. And then it upsets me that it took them going through something like this for us to reconnect.
Right. No, I understand.
So, I don't know. That's what I'm dealing with. No, dealing with the whole mortality thing again. Like,
I get that. So
I just don't want you to waste your time too.
No. You don't understand. They're wasting my time because I get these things. I have to at least click on it. And then, whoop. And then sometimes there is something important. There is some kind of like actual announcement that needs to be read, but it's buried between all this stuff.
So right.
This is annoying. And a lot of this is just totally useless. It's like them just talking about. So, all right. So this is what happened the other day. This is what really started it for me. These two, they came up with an idea, right? Which I thought this was not a bad, I thought this was a good idea. I liked the idea. They said, well, what we should do to help boost the numbers up is get a game with the members saying, hey, whoever gets the most members or invites the most people and gets the most new members in the week can get like a free lesson or some free lessons or something from a guitar teacher. I said, you know, I said, hey, I like that idea. I'd be willing to do that. And they said, oh, no, we should probably get someone that's not in the group, you know, because it'll build more trust that way.
Okay.
I said, I don't understand how getting someone that's not in the group to do the free lesson would be more trusting than having like one of the moderators of the group deliver the lesson or even the admin, because, and even the other admin said, hey, the guy who created the page has been teaching for 30 years. I'm sure he would like to do it. And they said, no, to him and to me, like, no, we're not allowed to do the free lesson. Right. Why? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't we? You know how many lessons I do every week? I do
at least five, right?
I do at least 40 lessons a week, something like that. Wait, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Are you really going to count to 40 live on the podcast? Do it.
Who?
You already started.
hey kids, today we're gonna count to 40. Yay!
But you gotta do it like the count from Sesame Street.
40. No, it's something like about 40 people. I got about 40 different lessons I do a week. This is every week.
But do it. Do it like the count from Sesame Street. That's all I'm saying. I want to hear it.
One. Two. Five minutes later. 37.
You're just making that shit up.
No, I got. Look, I have a calendar right here I look at.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me a question.
Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
I don't know.
For drizzle.
Oh, that's great. All right. So, basically I tried to just understand why she just rejected me, like almost instantly. Like it was like instant rejection. I was just trying to figure out why, like, well, what's the problem here? And they're like, well, we want someone who has like a global reach, you know, someone who's like world famous. I'm like, you're not going to get a world famous guitarist to give free lessons for a group, a Facebook group of guitar lessons for beginners. Like, you're just not going to, that's not going to happen. You need to realize that, right? If you want to get one of those big YouTubers, right? Those like big YouTube guitar teachers, right? Who, you know, have like a million followers or a million subscribers and, you know, have hundreds of thousands of views on their videos. You're not going to get them either.
But they got you. You're the number one in three states.
I'm the number one actual like physical teach. Like I teach people. You know, like I make YouTube videos and stuff. For,
hold on.
But it's not the same.
No. Listen to what you just said.
No, who, I said I'm the number
who
one.
Who other people teach? If you're the number one that teaches people, what other things are taught how to play guitar? What are you not number one in? You literally said people. Do some people teach animals to play guitar?
No. No, you're not.
You said I'm the number one that teaches to people. And that's the difference between you and some of the other people. So what are the other people teaching?
I'm talking about YouTube. Like they're not teaching a person, like a one-on-one lesson. They're doing a lesson to a camera and then people are watching that video later on.
You got to be more specific than me, bro.
About live in like
gotcha.
Person to person. I do seminars. I do one-on-one Doomstone. Lessons. I do group lessons with a small group of people.
Okay. Like, but we're not talking about your guitar. We're not talking about the business.
No. I'm talking about this.
No, thing. We're not talking about the business.
All right. So now I'm going to turn this on. Oh my God. There's so much stuff here.
Okay. Now I want you to hit, can you hit record so we can record all this?
We are recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We've been recording this whole time. So,
fun fact.
So I said, forget it. I don't care anymore. When they were like, when the two women were like, yeah, we should get someone that's not like in the group to do it. I said, all right, what? I don't care anymore. They couldn't give me a straight answer. I said, forget it. I don't care. Whatever.
What kind of answer did they give you if it wasn't straight?
So finally, the guy comes in today. He starts asking, like, what's been going on with this group? What's happening? He must have had some kind of issues with his computer or something because he's like, I haven't been able to see things for like a month. So what's been going on? We lost a lot of members and blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm not really sure, but I think it started when the YouTube video started getting banned. I think that was a part of it. I don't know if that was the whole thing, but I think that contributed to it. Okay. I think that contributed to people not coming in. I think that's a part of it because I know that guy was going out of his way to reach out to those people that were putting up the video saying, stop doing that. Right. And then he like made an announcement on the group saying, don't put YouTube videos in. I think he did. I never saw it, but I think he said that. So anyway, that's what I said. I said, I think that's when it started. I don't know what else was going on, but there could be other factors involved as well. I said, in all honesty, we should look at exactly when that stat went down and then look at what changed right there at that moment in time. And it is kind of a big coincidence with these two women both becoming moderators. So I know that they have something to do with it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it has something to do with it.
You keep on saying women. It just has to do with them.
It's just these two. It's these two women, all right?
It's not women in general. We love women in general. Yeah. We love men, too. Yes, we love people.
I'm married. I'm married to a wonderful woman. She's great. All right.
What's his name?
Woman.
What's his name?
No. Nice try. All the people that told you that I was stupid, they don't know what they're talking about. Just remember that. All the people that say that I'm dumb, they don't know what they're talking about. Half those people can't even understand me when my normal everyday vernacular goes above their head.
So I'm still trying to figure out why you're so upset about this. Is it just because you're being bothered with ting, 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 ting all day? Is that it? Well,
no, this is what's irking me right now at the moment, right? So, you know, they're talking about, oh, let's do this or let's do that. They have like these weird ideas and they're still demanding to be admins to the group. Which
27
is like,
minutes later.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to make you admin. I don't know you people. And then he started citing like other moderators that have been moderators in this group for years. And he goes, they've never asked to become admins. You're brand new. I don't know you guys. I don't want to make you admins because I don't know you. You have to earn that, right? So then this woman came in with a really nasty, long thing to the guy, right? And I'm like, okay, fine. You know, here, let me back it up. So I started answering questions. He said, guys, what's a moderator's job? I told him. I said, basically it's to, you know, accept people who answer the questions, deny people who don't answer the questions, and get rid of spam. That's pretty much it. He goes, yeah, that's it. That's the moderator's job, really, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then he made a discovery that the one guy that he got rid of reduced videos up to 33%. So that was an issue. So he found that out and he goes, yeah, look, that was a problem. He got rid of that guy. So it was probably a good call to do that, but there's still an issue with the numbers going down. And then she went off on him. She went off. I'm looking at it right now. Like, I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, it must be like 300 words or something, 400 words. Just in that one.
Don't start counting those too. One word.
Right. So he was nice about it. He said, I appreciate your collaboration and stuff like that. He says, but, you know, he's like, and then he started citing other admins that or other moderators that never asked to be an admin. And, you know, then she goes on to say, oh yeah, well that guy's a good admin or he's a good moderator. That guy is. She doesn't like me for some reason. I don't know.
That goes with the question of before. What is it about you that it seems like everybody online just starts hating? Like,
what I did was they wrote all this stuff, and I'm like, and then the guy, the group creator, he asked me, he said, what do you think of this? And I said, well, I mean, there was really a lot to read here. I'm not really sure because they went off on a bunch of different things. So I said, he said, take your time to read it. All right. So I read it and I said, okay. I said, all right, here's what I did. I created a poll to find out what's needed and wanted. Right. And I said, if we find out what people really need and what people really want, we can offer that to them and then they'll be happy and they'll probably they'll try to invite their friends, go, oh, you got to join this group. There's some, you know, there's some people here. They listen to you. They'll help you out if you need help. Right. So he liked that. But you know what the woman said? This woman, she goes, the poll should have been vetted to get answers that would direct the direction of the vision, which wasn't established yet. And you did it without the group approval. I'm like, literally anyone who's in the group, you don't have to be a moderator. You don't have to be an admin. Anyone, a member, a regular member of the group can make a poll. I've done this in other groups without being a moderator or an admin. So her saying that, first of all, just on that level, it's incorrect. Second, right, she didn't even look at the poll. The questions specifically go over beginner issues, which I've been teaching guitar for over 20 years. I know, at least on a general basis, what people run into as problems when learning how to play guitar in the beginning, right? So I said, look, I listed out some options. I gave out like four different options or five options, and I left it open for them to add another one, right? And then I said, the questions are fine. I said, there is an option to add another, right? But then she goes, the poll should be done here and not in public view, right? And she said, we should all have put it together and then voted on it, right? And then the guy, the owner of the group, makes the final decision. I'm like,
does he really own the group, or did he just create it?
He created the group. It's his group. So, you know, he does. He's the final say-so in the group. But, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, so okay. Now she's making me wrong, telling me that she's teaching business for 25 years. I was a business consultant, and I was a production manager, business manager, and analysis. She spelled words wrong here. All right.
She's an analyst.
Yeah, she's an analyst. She's definitely an analyst. And then it says a multi-billion-dollar company, SurveyMonkey. I wrote surveys through SurveyMonkey for the CEO of a company. I'm like, I don't really care, because I've studied surveys. I studied guitar. I've been teaching guitar for many years. There is no way that woman has better questions than it. I'm going to read the poll questions I put up.
No, what you need to do is you need to go to the how to not section.
Wait. I said, what are you having the most trouble with?
You've dedicated so much time to this as a podcast.
So I said, what are you having the most trouble with? You can add your own if it's not here. Playing in time, learning songs, memorizing chords, switching chords, playing lead. Those are like the things that I run into the most with people. How could anyone deny any of those things as being a problem? She's just being pissy about it because I just went ahead and did it without her permission. I don't need her permission to do these things, right? And it's just ridiculous that she's like basically saying that I don't have a right to do something like that, yet Facebook gives me the permission to do it. So, I'm like, lady, first of all, I don't care that you have like 10 different degrees. Okay. I don't care that you worked for a business or taught business for 25 years. Okay. I've been running my business for 10 years. No, 11 years. Oh, yeah. It's been 11 years now. Hey, 11 years. And those 11 years, all the surveys I have done have been almost exactly like the one I just put in that group. And they've all created successful things later on. So I would take the survey results and then make ads that reflected the results of the survey. The results of the survey, right, give me basically what I'm going to write in the ad. And then I make the ad, I put it up, and I get phone calls. I get people calling me. Hey, I want to take lessons from you. This sounds like you can solve my problem. Well, duh, because I surveyed it. And she's going to tell me that these are not the right questions to be asking. What should I be asking people in a beginner guitar group? Are you having trouble with your tapping technique? Are those sweep arpeggios too much trouble for you? Which one is it? I don't even know what that stuff is, probably. Or if they do, they're not up to it. Right? It's beginning guitar. Anyway, how to not. All right, how to not piss off people on Facebook. Don't tell them anything. Never say a word. Don't post anything. Don't even post blankness, because then someone will get offended that you're making fun of them for being easily offended.
Good grief.
So, it's all dangerous out there.
Totally dangerous. Totally dangerous. Oh, my God.
So, did you know? I found this out the other day. Do you know that Chuck Norris uses Facebook through a landline?
That's fucking hilarious. That is hilarious. I feel like you need to just get off of Facebook, Joe. This woman has given you too much trouble. And you are losing your hair over this. for no reason. It's not important.
The thing is, I'm not really that upset about it. It's just annoying when somebody tries to tell you that you're wrong when all the actions you've done say otherwise. It's just like, I don't really care what her opinion is. It's annoying that she's doing that in a group chat, right, with other people. And she's not just doing it to me. She was making the creator of the thing wrong. She was saying that we don't know what we're doing, that the group is getting worse because of us. I'm like, lady, the group was doing great until you joined the group. And she quit the group and even said, this is my last favor to you guys. I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. And that's my gift to you. And then she goes on to tell me that I don't know what I'm doing. Really? Really? I have 11 years of a successful business under my belt, right? From doing the very thing you're telling me I don't know what I'm doing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I'll let her know.
You should. And then last thing, what is your whole take on this whole mortality thing, Joe?
Mortality?
Dying? Yeah. I don't know. No, not just necessarily dying, just
being mortal.
Wasting your time. Like, there's got to be more to life than this, isn't there? I mean,
life is about helping people, man. That's what it's about. That's why I was willing to be in this group to help people, right? That's why I have a family, help people, right? That's why I teach music, create music, help people, right? You know, that every action that everyone does, anyone who contributes to society is helping it in one way or another. Your job, right? The viewer watching this, listening to this podcast, your job is helping people, okay? No matter what your paycheck says, right? What your job title says, your job is helping people. Whether you're a waiter or a waitress, bus driver, okay, garbage man, you're a janitor in a building. You go, I just cleaned the floors, dude. Who am I helping? You're helping people not get disgusted when they walk in. You're helping people, you know, you're helping the building look nice, be more presentable so that more people can be helped inside the building. Unless we're talking about, like psychiatrists, then no, they don't help. they just electrocute you, drug you, and tell you you'll never get any better.
Okay. That's the motto of the stream.
Boom.
Just drug you.
it's all about help. Like, and then tell you you're better. It's interesting. We could look at it from this perspective of this. This woman just wants to help. I want to help.
Right.
On how I don't really care about all the things that she wanted to do. She just wanted to say no to everything I did, which kind of irks me. That irks me. It's basically like I'm saying I want to help, and she goes, no, you can't help. And I don't know where that idea came from, but it's that's the problem. And that's where a lot of upsets happen in our society, in our lives. A lot of upset comes from rejecting help from someone, rejecting or not helping somebody when you should have or when you could have, right? You know, all those things, everything revolves around help. And if you're not helping somebody and you're mad at that person, right? If you're mad at someone, you're probably not helping them, or they didn't help you when you needed it, right? And everyone can think of a time when they I didn't get help from this person. But then you could reverse it on them. Say, well, was there a time you didn't help them? And they go, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what the real upset is. It's the time you didn't help that person. So there you go.
All right.
I didn't help her.
For the Titans of I Don't Know, I'm Ben.
I'm Joe.
See ya.
Peace.